I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater presents Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss, Jr. It's conducted by Konstantin Kitsopoulos. Stage direction is by Joachim Schomberger. C. David Higgins is the set and costume designer. Performances take place November 12th and 13th and the 19th through the 20th. Our guest is soprano Kelly Gliptis, who appears in this in the role of Prince Orlovsky. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We look at your bio and we see that you've been in The Magic Flute, that you've been in Rondinet, that Light in the Piazza, The Most Happy Fella, and just down the street, appearing also in Little Night Music. Trouser roll this time.
Yes, it's been a fabulous experience learning how to be a guy. I've actually played a man before when I was younger, in some of my early years. And actually, the first opera scenes that I ever did, I was Carabino. So it's not necessarily my first time, but this is definitely my first time as a very strong male figure. So it's been interesting kind of getting to know the character, really.
Orlovsky is usually played either by very manly ladies or by silly guys.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of times the, you know, mezzos really take over the role. It is a higher mezzo role, so I think casting, you know, a younger soprano probably was just a move for Indiana to kind of give some undergraduates some more experience. And it's just been really fabulous. And I know sometimes they get the countertenors to move up and play those roles. But you have to kind of be silly with it either way, whether you're, you know, you're going to be a woman or a man. So you have to find that balance between silly and manly all at the same time, especially when doing a Russian accent and, you know, all the ridiculous idiosyncrasies of the Russian ideas, I guess.
In this particular production, as in many productions, the comedy will be in the vernacular. So not only are you singing in German, but you also then have to do comedy in English with a Russian accent?
Yes, actually. What actually is even more challenging is in the German, Alyssa Martin and myself, we play Orlovsky. We're double cast. And we actually were asked to do a Russian accent while we sing in German as well. So on top of learning that Russian accent with English, which, you know, we have sources that can help us, you know, books and movies and things like that and discs. And we had to actually use our wonderful coach, Julie. She taught us how to do a Russian accent while singing German. So it's been a fun ride.
Gee, Kelly, this suggests depths that I hadn't really assumed the role would offer.
It's pretty incredible. And on top of that, we also actually speak French sometimes. So and in the role, we actually sing in French, and then we also actually speak some pieces in French as well. So we're expected to use our knowledge of languages that we've, you know, learned over the years to help us with that. So we've got the English, the German, the Russian accent on top of all of that, and then we also have French. So it's been fun. You know, we've had some time to get to know everything and the role and kind of figure it out. So it's been fun. It's been a challenge, but it's been so great just learning how to, you know, incorporate everything that we've learned and kind of mash it all into one thing. So that's why Orlovsky is such a fabulous role, especially because he's got so many things going on all at the same time, but then it has to look easy, you know?
And also, you don't have to jump out of a window.
No, I don't. That's only Carabino.
We've been talking with Kelly Gliptis. She's one of the Prince Orlovsky in the upcoming production of Die Fledermaus at the IU Opera Theater. The production is on stage November 12th and 13th and the 19th through the 20th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.